your Ali C today. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
We're live all across North America. Thanks so much for joining us. We very much appreciate it. In this hour of the broadcast, he was originally scheduled for a little later on in this hour, but we moved him up to the top of this hour. Tom Cotter, the gentleman who has an amazing collection of books. If you're looking for that last-minute holiday gift idea for that car guy or that car girl on your list, this gentleman has written The Hemi in the Barn, The Cobra in the Barn, The Vincent in the Barn, that's about motorcycles in the barn, and the latest one, The Corvette in the Barn. We're going to talk to Tom Cotter all about that a little later on. We're hoping, let's put it that way, to be joined by Gary Bennett, who's the vice president of the Barrett Jackson Auction Company, to tell us a little bit about the activities that will be commencing in Arizona in another month or so. In hour three of the program, heard on many of these Auto World stations, we'll be joined by repair expert Mr. Repair himself, Mr. Mark Evans, and also Steve Dickinson from the Reed and Dickinson Band, who is not only a musician, but a car guy and a bike guy. But before we get to all of that, also we'll throw a trivia question into the mix, but before that, let's go to the news desk and welcome our news guy from Long Island, Mr. Jeff Bressler.
From the Auto World News Desk, Ford and Honda have moved past Mercedes-Benz to tie for the highest customer retention rate among new automotive brands in the United States this year, that according to a new study. The two mass market brands retained 62% of buyers this year, J.D. Power and Associates said in its annual customer retention study released last week. BMW appears on track to retain its crown as the world's best-selling luxury car maker this year after its core brand posted a 20% rise in sales in November, fueled by a growing number of affluent Chinese customers and a recovery of the U.S. market. The fastest and most extreme BMW 1 Series, the 335-horsepower M Coupe, is set to go on sale across North America in May, following a public debut at the Detroit Auto Show next month. General Motors is planning to change the name of its remodeled entry-level sedan, the Chevy Aveo, to the Sonic next year, that according to reports on an independent GM blog and a number of newspapers across the country. Ford is investing $600 million to renovate its Louisville, Kentucky assembly plant to build the next generation Escape for North America. Some 1,800 jobs will be added when the plant reopens in late 2011. Ford will unveil a new production-ready concept of a medium-sized SUV to replace the Kuga in Europe and the Escape in the United States next month at the Detroit Auto Show. The vehicle will go into production in the second half of 2012 and be sold as a 2013 model in the U.S. Honda posted a 45% gain in November, its best November ever, but its production chief says scant inventories of key models could create customer satisfaction problems. Mike O'Brien, Hyundai's vice president of production and corporate planning, said that the brand has less than a 20-day supply of the popular Hyundai Sonata and the Tucson. Jimmy Johnson collected a check for $5.8 million during the annual NASCAR Sprint Cup Series awards ceremony held at the Wynn in Las Vegas, where he was crowned the 2010 champion. And Red Bull Racing released NASCAR's Sprint Cup Series competitor Scott Speed last week to make room for the returning Brian Vickers in 2011. This has been Jeff Bressler for Auto World News.
Thank you so much, Jeff. Great job as usual. And speaking of great jobs, we want to congratulate all the winners over this past year who have won a trivia prize here on the broadcast. We'll throw out a quick one here and see if we can get another winner. Let's go back a little ways here and throw a question out about a vehicle from the folks at Lamborghini. Why don't we do that? What was the successor to the Lamborghini Countach? Right now, of course, the top-of-the-line Lamborghini 12-cylinder one is the Murcielago. What was the successor model to the Countach? 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And right now, we welcome one of our favorite guests. He is an author. He is a car guy, and he's got lots of stories to tell. The latest book being the Corvette in the Barn, the one and only Mr. Tom Cotter. Welcome back to Auto World. Tom, how you doing? We thank you. Thank you so much for spending time with us here today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. You know, I don't play golf. I don't fish. I don't hunt. I don't watch football. All I do is cars. So.
I don't do any of those things anymore either. I used to watch football, but now since I'm on the air so much, I don't get a chance. But I definitely don't hunt, fish, or play golf. So we're in the same we're in the same boat there. And one thing right off the bat here, because I'm so excited for you, you shared with me a little bit earlier today that holiday dreams come true and holiday barn finds come true. And it came true for you here for this Christmas season 2010. Tell our listeners all about it.
Well, you know, I've been a fan of Riggs Cunningham and everything he did in his life. I mean, I'm looking right now in my office. I have a little couple of shelves set up as almost a little museum to Cunningham with diecast cars and books and company literature and things. And I met Bruce Cunningham many, many years ago out at his museum in Costa Mesa. I've met his son, his daughter, his grandson, his granddaughter. I got him inducted into the International Motorsport Hall of Fame in Talladega about 6 years ago. It seems like everything I've done I could do except for own a Cunningham, which is kind of an impossible thing to own because only 25 streetcars were built and about maybe seven more race cars. Well, in my garage right now is a 1952 Cunningham C3 that I heard about. You know, to find a barn find, you've got to kind of spread the word that you're an old car guy. And somebody asked me maybe 6-7 years ago, what would be your ultimate barn find? I said, if you want to know the truth, it'd be a Cunningham, but that would be impossible. He said, I knew where one is. And, you know, after cultivating a friendship with the owner, here it is. He called me last week and said, I'm ready to sell. And I said, I'm ready to buy. So I've got the second one ever built.
That's fantastic. That must be an absolutely incredible feeling of accomplishment to absolutely capture this dream that you've had for so many years. And I know you're getting it ready and working on the engine and working on some other aspects of the vehicle. But I understand for the most part, it's in pretty good shape.
Well, yeah, it's a barn find. I guess the worst part, it's an aluminum body. You know, I'll tell you, this was a hot rod. It was a hot rod that was built in West Palm Beach, Florida. It was built by all guys like Ted Tappet, Bill Frick, who used to build Fortilax, and then Rich Cunningham hired them to come down to Florida and build his racing dream. So they built a ladder-type frame with a Chrysler 331 Hemi with 4 1-barrel carburetors. Mine has a 3-speed Cadillac LaSalle gearbox. Most of them had automatics. They have a combination of Mercury and Chrysler brakes. And then that running chassis was shipped by air.
Mm.
And you can't imagine what that cost to ship by air from Florida to Turin, Italy, where an aluminum body was built, a virtual copy of a Ferrari 212. Then it was air shipped back, and they 25 of them were sold to the American public for upwards of $12,000 in 1952.
Mm.
So mine was the second one built. It may have been the Paris show car.
Oh, amazing. I've got to hear more on the other side. And, of course, we're going to talk about the Corvette in the barn and lots more with Tom Cotter.
Hotchkiss Performance is a leader in high-performance suspension systems, from new Camaros and Challengers to classic muscle European sports cars and imports. Hotchkiss Performance manufactures horsepower for your suspension. For more information, action-packed videos, and more, go to Hotchkiss.net.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now.
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world-famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an events calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets, and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
I'm Roger Rao at Midas Resources. If you are going through a financial roller coaster because of your investment in stocks, bonds, and other paper assets, perhaps you're ready for a change. You have an opportunity to change your financial security. Get the stability and peace of mind you deserve by investing in precious metals. Gold and silver have been a form of wealth protection for over 5,000 years all over the world. If you have seen your hard-earned money lose value because of inflation, sliding dollar, etc., it's time you stop the bleeding. The answer to your problems is simple. Gold and silver will protect your assets and your purchasing power, physical possession of precious metals, IRA rollover, etc. Call me, Roger Rao, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Take action today when we are still accepting paper dollars for gold and silver. Ready for a change? Call Roger Rao at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237, extension 178.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was set in the pace? That story is true.
We're back live. Thank you very much for joining us here today on Auto World. My name is Bob Long. I do a few radio shows, and from time to time, when I'm overtired, they all get mixed in together. But the telephone number is 800-259-9231. We're looking for the successor to the Lamborghini Countach. It was a groundbreaking vehicle for its day. What was the successor in the Lamborghini lineup today? That spot is taken by the Murcielago. And speaking of groundbreaking vehicles, our special guest, Tom Cotter, the author of the series of barn find books, The Cobra in the Barn, The Hemi in the Barn, The Vincent in the Barn, and the brand new one, which we're going to tell you all about, The Corvette in the Barn, already has had his Christmas dreams come true because he has acquired a vehicle that definitely falls into the category of being a groundbreaking vehicle for its time, this Cunningham. I can't believe they only produced 25 of these, Tom.
Well, you have to produce 25. It's called homologation. And to race at Le Mans, you had to build a certain number of speed cars to qualify as a manufacturer. So he built 25. It was a copy of the race car, but the body was more of a coach-built body, so it had roll-up windows and plush leather seats and things like that. But you know, it was a 0-60 car in 7 seconds for 1952. It got along down the road pretty well, and it had a four one-barrel manifold, but some guys with camshafts in them and some guys, you know, did some head work, so it could go from 180 to 220 horsepower to some over 300 horsepower. And this is coming up on 60 years ago, so that's not too bad.
Not too bad at all. And let's talk about the latest book. There's still plenty of times for folks to get out there and get a copy if they're looking for that special gift for the car guy or car girl on their list. And I know earlier today you were making some rounds at some bookstores in North Carolina, and you had some good news to report.
Well, you know, Barnes & Noble is like the premier bookseller in the country at the moment, but unfortunately the transportation book section is shrinking and shrinking, and, you know, all they have is like repair manuals for Fiats and things. But, you know, but there's a special promotion going on now with the Barn Find books that I've written that through MBI, Motor Books International, and I went to a place today that had, they had six Cobra in the Barns and five Hemi in the Barns and four Corvettes in the barn. There were no Vincents in the barn, but a pretty good display, and they were all facing out, which is what we all want, so people see the covers as they walk by. So these are the best-selling car books in the country, which I can't believe, because, you know, it's just about a bunch of stories about people that go into barns and find old Model Ts and things. So it's pretty amazing, but they're selling. And I wanted to let you know that if any of your listeners want to buy a book, they can go to Barnes & Noble or Amazon or Motor Books, or they can just email me and I'll sign it personally and get it out to them like before Christmas.
Oh, so, wow.
You know, I've got these special leather-bound ones that I buy, and they're just, you know, I buy about 100 of them, so it's kind of a special look. It's got foil on it and stuff, and you can't buy it at the store. So you just send me an email, and there you go.
Oh, that is cool. Why don't you give out that email address, and we'll also make it available on our website as well.
Well, it's Tom Cotter. That's T-O-M-C-O-T-T-E-R at C as in Charlie, S as in Sam, X as in X-ray. That's CSX2490.com.
Which happens to be a very interesting email address because it translates into something Cobra.
Something Cobra or something railroad. Some people say, oh, you're a railroad buff because, you know, there's a CSX railroad line, but it also happens to be the serial number of my Cobra. CSX is Carroll Shelby. X was for experimental, or nobody can figure out either experimental or export. But I guess he wasn't a good speller. But in any case, the serial number 2490, the 2 means 289. If there's a 3, it means 427. So 2490, 2 is 289, 490 minus the 490th 289 Cobra built. So, you know, I'll never forget it, but a lot of people scratch their head and try to figure out. It's a lot easier, you know, if you had Yahoo or Gmail or something.
Oh, that is great. Let's talk about, of course, The Cobra in the Barn was the first of these Barn Find books, but the latest one is all about Corvettes and seems like a natural because there are so many Corvette collectors. And the one thing I may have mentioned to you before about I find being a guy who has owned a couple of Corvettes and owns one right now, it kind of, unlike some other makes which, you know, seem to attract a certain demographic. Corvettes, you know, can be owned by plumbers or brain surgeons.
Yeah, and there's so many of them built. It's probably, I imagine, it's the most populous sports car in the world. I'm not sure about that, but I can't imagine what brand would have built a higher volume of cars. So there were a lot built. If unless they've been totaled out and crashed, they can't rust away. You know, it's funny, I went to a flea market recently, and they, you know, they have these die-cast cars, they're 1/24 scale die-cast cars, and they're all distressed. They're all rusty, and they look like they're barn finds. And I thought it was so funny that they had a rusted Corvette and a rusted Cobra. Cobras are aluminum, Corvettes are fiberglass, but that didn't stop them from applying a rust treatment to them. So, but in real life, they don't rust away, and so they're around. And there's a cool photo on the front cover of the book. And it's a mid-year vet. It's 61. And it was discovered in North Carolina by a guy, a young guy who was 17 years old. He and his dad and his mom were coming back from Myrtle Beach on a little vacation. And he said, "Dad, stop the car. I think I found James Dean's Porsche." And his father slams on the brakes. And he said, "What are you kidding?" So they back up. And this kid had incredible vision because the car, the garage was probably 150 feet off the road, and in front of the car was a dresser and cardboard box. So really, all you could see is a headlight, two headlights sticking out on one side. And so it was James Dean's Porsche, but it was this Corvette that this guy parked in the garage 30-something years ago, and really, it hasn't been touched. There were raccoon prints going across the windshield and, you know, just garbage. So to take that photo in the front of the book, it took a half hour, cleaning a bunch of trash off it. I'm going to try to borrow that car this year. The man who I interviewed last year has unfortunately died since, but I think his wife is pretty open to it. I'd like to bring that car to Corvettes at Carlisle.
Yeah.
Next spring, where they want to do a barn find exhibit, and so I'd love to bring this and put it on display there. So we'll see what happens.
Absolutely. And you were telling me a little bit earlier today about a very famous New York kind of artist who has a very unusual collection of Corvettes that he bought years and years ago.
Yes, the 1960s pop artist Peter Max purchased a collection of Corvettes from 53 to somewhere, I think, in the mid-80s.
No kidding. When we come back on the other side, we'll hear the whole lowdown. You're listening to Auto World live across North America. More with Tom Cotter straight ahead. You're not going to want to miss it.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, so what happens if I've got a claim?
You call our 800 number.
And get some guy in Kuala Lumpur?
No, we actually have an in-house claims unit.
And it'll take, like, months to send me my check.
Oh, we're lightning fast with our settlements.
Of course, you'll probably send me to your brother-in-law's repair shop.
Sir, the restoration shop is always your choice.
One more question.
Sure.
What kind of a freak house are you guys running?
Some things are too good to be true, like Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit Haggerty.com.
You know, these days, we all can afford to save some money. Let me tell you about a simple device called the Tornado that helps your vehicle go further on a tank of gas. It works by creating a swirling effect in your engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of fuel and air, giving you more power and more mileage. You can't go wrong. Tornado is easy to install and comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks and Fragan, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued. So I used the program methods, and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With zero debt in 90 days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256. Or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Calling all manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, jingety-jing, it's Dominic the Donkey. Jingety-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey. La, 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 la. La, 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 da. Santa's got a little friend, his name is Dominic.
Welcome back, everybody, to Auto World. That's a special request for my daughter, Lucy Grace, who will turn 3 months old on Tuesday. That's her favorite Christmas song. This is her first Christmas, so we're all celebrating here in the Long household. But meanwhile, everybody out there on the other side of the radio should celebrate by going out and picking up a copy of one of the Barn Find books by our special friend Tom Cotter, whether it's the Cobra in the Barn, the Hemi in the Barn, the Vincent in the Barn, or the latest one, the Corvette in the Barn. And before the break there, Tom, you were telling us about this artist based in New York, Peter Max, who has a very unusual collection of Corvettes stored in an unusual way. Tell us again a little bit about how he acquired this collection.
Well, there was a radio station promotion. I'm not sure. It seems to me it was Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, but I don't remember. And the winner of this promotion won one of every Corvette from the very first one, 1953, until the current Corvette in the day, and I think it was in the mid-'80s. So they got about 30 Corvettes, which, well, you'd have to have a heck of a garage to house that many, but so whoever won it, I can't use 30 Corvettes, so put them on the market. And Peter Max, a pop artist, well-known in the 60s, bought them, and he was going to do some kind of installation, like a sculpture utilizing all these Corvettes. And whatever it was he was going to do, he got distracted, and since then has lost interest in that project. So he's got these 30 Corvettes crammed in the basement of an apartment building in Brooklyn. I saw a picture. God, I mean, inch thick dust on all these cars, but they're magnificent. And so, you know, that'll be in the next book. I'm going to go up and investigate. The New York Times did a small story about it, and I'd like to fully explore what will happen with these vehicles. But there's a treasure trove in Brooklyn right now.
Wow, that's quite a story, and they're all stored underground there in a garage, and I would imagine they're probably dusty.
Very, very dusty, and I think it's kind of a partial public garage, because I remember in the photos I saw there was like a metal cyclone fence separating these Corvettes from, you know, people that parked their Toyota Camrys. So they were secure, but not very safe, I'd say. So I hope that something can be done with them, although it is an interesting barn find, even if it remains that way for another 50 years, for some future generations to unearth.
Absolutely. Tell us about some of your other favorite Corvette barn find stories. Any Corvettes out in the middle of a field? I always love those stories.
Well, let's see. There's one in this book, The Corvette in the Barn. Now, they're not all Corvette stories. There's stories about Cobras and AMXs as well, but there's a lot of Corvette stories. The one I like was raced at the Daytona 24 Hour Race in 1969. It was an L88, and it was painted in a rebel paint scheme, like a rebel flag, and this was to counter John Greenwood's Spirit of 76 Corvette, which was painted red, white, and blue. So here you have these two very colorful Corvettes, and John Greenwood won a fair amount of races with his. Well, this one was built as the counter to that, and won its class, I think, in the 1969 Daytona 24-hour race, and was sold to a dentist in South Carolina, and nobody ever heard of it since. Well, that dentist painted it. He raced it in the Southeast at Roebling Roads in Savannah. He raced it at Road Atlanta, probably raced it in VIR, and then he just stuck it in the back of a yard he had, like a race shop, almost a junkyard. And Kevin McKay from Long Island, he owns a very famous Corvette restoration shop called Corvette Repair. He picked up a magazine and flipped through it, an old magazine, says, I've never even seen this car before. And he starts investigating and goes to the SPCA and finds out who raced it, goes to the original owner of it. The owner says, oh, man, I stole that thing 40 years ago. I think I sold it to some dentist in South Carolina. Well, what do you do with that? There's a big state. There's a lot of dentists. But Kevin goes back to the SPCA and says, hey, tell me who raced the Corvette that came out of South Carolina. There was a dentist, and they gave him a list of several guys. Well, by his second phone call, he found the guy, and yeah, I still have it. And so now he doesn't have it anymore. Kevin has it. It's all restored back to his Daytona livery. He's an amazing guy. He's found a number of great Corvettes like that.
Wow, wonderful story. And certainly, I would imagine you welcome stories from listeners and readers of your books. I'm sure from time to time you get all kinds of people writing you.
Yes. Right now, I'm starting to put together stories for another motorcycle book. The Vincent the Barn is selling real well. In fact, 25, 30 minutes ago, I got a note from Zach Miller, who's the publisher of Motor Books International, saying they're going back to reprint it again. It's selling very fast. So if any of your listeners have car stories, I'd sure like to have them. But if they have bike stories, I'd like to have them even faster, because I'm collecting those stories right now, and they could be about Vincents or Indians or Harleys or Hondas or BFAs. It doesn't matter. The bike doesn't matter, but the interesting story is what matters. I mean,
yeah.
You know, like one story I have is a guy who was looking for Civil War artifacts, and he's walking through this field with his metal detector, looking for bullets and buttons and things, and he opens up this shed, and there's this old motorcycle. Those are the kind of stories I love.
That is absolutely the kind of stories that we all love to read. And I know when you first started doing these books, Jay Leno said, good friend of yours, that, you've kind of started a franchise here. And it certainly is translated into that, Tom, with rumors of a television series. And I know you have some updates to tell us on that front. And I'm noticing more and more Concours around the nations, too, are, you know, opening up fields, and they're calling them barn finds.
Even Pebble Beach has a preservation class at Amelia Island. In 2012, not this coming March, but the following March, we'll have a barn find class. And at Mike Yeager, the Corvette, Mid-America Corvette.
Good guy.
Entrepreneur.
Yep.
He has a barn find show now, which is pretty incredible. So, and it's funny, if you look at auctions these days, if two identical cars come up to auction, one is perfectly restored and one is as found in a barn, the barn find car will go for more money. And, I mean, I feel so bad for the guy that just spent $100 an hour to get his other car restored because, you know, the barn find is the way to go.
It is definitely the way to go. And over the years, of course, you know, you've had so many wonderful stories sent your way, and there are just so many that we can talk about here. But I always love talking about our good friend there, Bill Water, and the automotive archaeologist, as you like to call him. I mean, this guy has just had amazing luck at finding some absolutely incredible racing machines in some very unusual spots.
Well, we're starting to think about South Carolina as being the motherlode of incredible discoveries, because Bill Warner in Greenville, South Carolina, found a Brabham VT8. He found a King Cobra, which Carroll Shelby built three of to compete in the Can-Am series in the 60s. I found the Cunningham in Greenville, South Carolina, just a week ago. I brought it home. And then a friend of mine in California discovered in Columbia, South Carolina, a Dragon Snake Cobra barn find, a 427 Cobra that had less than 300 miles on it when it was totaled out by Bob Grossman and just thrown in the back of a building, totaled out. And he also got an FIA Le Mans Cobra, all three barn finds lying behind a building in Columbia, South Carolina.
South Carolina is a place to go if you're looking for barn finds. We're going to continue with Tom Cotter after these messages. We may have an answer to the trivia question. Once again, the successor to the Lamborghini Countach, 800-259-9231. This is Auto World.
Today on The Long Drive, Shelby fanatics have been waiting four decades for this, the new Shelby GT350. The Long Drive is brought to you by Reliant Vehicle Services, ReliantVS.com.
If you are like a lot of people, you don't know much about cars or how much they cost to get fixed. Repair estimates can go through the roof. Stop being taken advantage of. Reliant Vehicle Services is here to help. ReliantVS.com is your protection against high auto repair costs. Reliant Works is your negotiation service with trained ASC-certified mechanics, helping you get the best price. Here's how it works. When your car needs repair, take it to any shop or dealership, then have Reliant Vehicle Services negotiate for you. You'll know you are saving money and if you're dealing with a fair and honest repair business. With Reliant Vehicle Services, you'll get unlimited access to their experts and save thousands on car repairs for only $49 a year. Accredited by the Better Business Bureau, Reliant Vehicle Services is for any car, new, used, old, or high-mileage vehicles. Go to ReliantVS.com and start saving now. That's ReliantVS.com. ReliantVS.com.
After 45 years, it's back. It's the Shelby GT350. Unlike the GT500, it rolls out of Shelby's Las Vegas facility, pumping out a minimum of 550 horsepower. Car and Driver's Stephen Cole Smith tells us more.
They tried really hard to not mimic, but at least pay homage to the original Mustang. If you go to the Shelby website and look at the rear end of the car, the little reverse lights are literally from a 67 Mustang. They're exactly the same kind that fit in there very well. And then they've got their new touches, the enormous dual exhaust that exit from the center right under the license plates.
I'm Bob Long for TheLongDrive.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too.
we take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We're back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us. We want to congratulate Randy, who's listening on KCNR in Lake Shasta, California, came up with the correct answer to the successor to the Lamborghini Countach was the Lamborghini Diablo. That is the correct answer. And, of course, now we see the Murcielago taking over that halo spot in the Lamborghini brand. And we're having lots of fun on today's broadcast with Tom Cotter. And if, again, you're scratching your head and you've got somebody who loves cars or motorcycles and would love a cool book, any one of Tom's books, which are actually a great deal right now through Barnes & Noble, whether it's the Cobra in the barn, the Hemi in the barn, the Corvette in the barn, or if they're into motorcycles, the Vincent in the barn would make an outstanding gift. And as I alluded to a little bit earlier, your TV show concept seems to be moving forward. I know when you picked up your Cunningham, they actually came out from Hollywood and did some shooting. So looks like things are moving in the right direction.
Well, we haven't completely ironed out the concept of the show. But they did decide that, you know, this car was worth investing a video crew to come out because it's perfect for the proposed show. So I'll just tell you that they say they like the idea of a father and son show. And my son is a sophomore at Wake Forest University and loves cars. As opposed to me, when I go out looking for a barn find car, I get in the truck and just drive out to the country. He gets on the Internet. And,
yeah,
you know, when I look for an old car, you know, it's a 36 Ford Roadster, but his thing is like, BMW TII. So,
yeah,
you know, they say, man, this is perfect because it fills this big gap of automotive enthusiasm and different styles for young and old. So, you know, it could very well go in that direction. We're going to start ironing that out this week.
That sounds wonderful. I wish you the best with that. I think it would be a huge hit series, to say the least. Let's talk about some other really cool stories over the years. I know you've collected so many of them, and boy, the number of vehicles that have been, you know, found in foreign countries always blows me away, and also the number of vehicles that have been disassembled and in some cases buried. You have documented all of these type of stories in the Barnes Fine series of books. Share some of these stories with our listeners, Tom.
Well, everybody, it seems that everybody that is a car enthusiast probably got a website sent to them several years ago about Portugal, this huge barn find in Portugal. And the story that went along with it was that this guy and his wife from New York, they retired and they bought a little farm in Portugal. And they never really looked at the place very carefully, and they moved there. And then one day they decided, let's open that old barn in the back. But the door was welded shut, so they could use a grinder and ground the weld down. And, oh, my God, there's 330 cars in here. Well, that was not a real true story. That was that. It just goes to prove, don't believe everything that's on the Internet, because a lot of it's made up. But I was determined to find out what the real story was there, because 330 interesting cars in a building were not put there by mistake. So I have a friend that I've developed in Germany named Wolfgang Blau, and he's an automotive writer, and he loves barn finds. So he invested in an airline ticket from Germany to Portugal, rented a car, and went out to what he thought was the location, met the owner, and they were actually put there by a guy who's very savvy. He's an antique car restorer. He rents out cars for movies, but he started collecting them about 40 years ago. He was a car dealer, and the taxes went up so high in Portugal that people were selling their cars and instead buying motor scooters or very small cars, and he'll say, I'll buy that, and he got them very cheap. Well, in this barn, there are American cars. There's Packards, and there's Chevys, and then there's Porsches and Lotuses, you know, and Renaults and Citroens, and there's hundreds of cars. And he found out that story was not true about the New Yorker, but it is, in fact, true. They're in there, and he's actually started to sell these cars off. So a lot of these myths out there that travel on the Internet are not really true.
Mm-hmm. And what was that story you told me a while back about an actual dealership that has been basically mothballed back in the 1970s? I believe it was an American Motors dealership.
It's amazing. You can actually Google Collier American Motors or Collier AMC, but there's a dealership in eastern North Carolina, about 4 hours, 3 hours from where I am right now. And this guy had he was a third-generation owner, Robert Collier, of an American Motors dealership. And in the 74, Renault, the French-owned Renault company, bought a percentage of American Motors. And this guy decided, you know, I live in the South, and I ain't going to do no business with no French people. So he closed the dealership, put a 10-foot cyclone fence around the place, barbed wire on top, and what used to be a lawn where cars were displayed, new cars were displayed in front of the showroom, has in the last almost 40 years turned into a forest. So in there are AMXs in the showroom. There's brochures in the brochure rack. There's parts in the parts department. There's cars in the service bays. And 250 used cars around the facility, many of which are overgrown with trees now. There are trees growing through Matador convertibles and Mark Donahue Javelins are, you know, they have trees growing through the hoods and stuff. It's amazing. There's AMXs and Javelins and Matadors and Rebels and the convertibles and station wagons. Even four Nash Healeys. Because they were a Nash dealership as well.
No
These
kidding.
Nash Healeys are very, very rare cars. In fact, one won its class at the 24 Hours of Le Mans back in the day, and he's got four of them. Thankfully, two of them are indoors, but unfortunately, two of them are outdoors. And one car is totally coated with rust. The door's not even fully closed. I looked inside there, and there's weeds growing inside the car. I said, what about this car? And he said, well, you know, that car won its class at Pebble Beach back in the 60s. Oh, my God, what's happened to it? I said, would you sell me this car? He said, well, everything's for sale. Everything's for sale. I said, whoa, okay, what do you want for it? He said, well, you know these things go for 200 grand. So that was the end of that conversation.
Great story. And tell our listeners one of these very intriguing buried vehicle stories. Vehicles that have been disassembled and buried in various parts of the country or the world.
Well, you know, the most famous one, I think it was in Oklahoma City. I think it was Oklahoma City, where they took a 1957 Plymouth Belvedere, brand new car, and they decided this was going to be put in a tomb, almost a time capsule, with newspapers and food and all sorts of stuff, of 1957, and they were going to open it up 50 years later. And they did. And unfortunately, instead of bringing out a brand new 1957 Plymouth, the tomb had a leak, and this car sat submerged in water for 50 years, and it is an absolute wreck. So, you know, I think if anybody out there wants to bury a car and bring it up 50 years later, you better go around caulking the box a little bit better than they did in Oklahoma City.
And it's amazing to me, too, some of the stories that you've brought readers from Europe and other areas of the world. I mean, vehicles that were hidden, whether they were German vehicles from World War II or whether they were just exotic cars for the day that were not supposed to be in a communist country. I mean, these stories are fascinating to me, Tom.
I have a friend who has not only purchased cars but also motorcycles out of Russia. And he'd go in there and, oh, man, I mean, talk about working underground. He had to have suitcases full of cash, American money, mm-hmm. not knowing who the Russian mafia was following him, having parts, cars disassembled and loaded on planes in the middle of the night on dark runways. Unbelievable. So this same guy, I mean, he's a neat guy and he's an adventurer. He said, Tom, I've heard that a special Mercedes-Benz Streamliner that was built for Adolf Hitler to see on the Autobahn race down there and claim the world speed record, it's sitting in Iran. Do you want to go with me and try to get it? I said, well, I think I'll let you go by yourself this time.
Wise choice. Oh, my God. What a great story. Boy, that's fantastic. And I love the story, too, of course, about the bricked-up Maserati, was it?
Zagato.
Yeah, that was in The Godfather. We'll have to touch on that the next time you're around. But meanwhile, everybody has an assignment. Go out, go to Barnes & Noble, and pick up a copy of one of Tom's books, The Hemi in the Barn, The Cobra in the Barn, The Vincent in the Barn, or The Corvette in the Barn, as I should say. Hey there, Tom. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. We'll talk with you soon.
Merry Christmas, Bob. Thank you.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Line.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.